This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson's suicide hotline for liberals. How may I help you?
I'm going to end it now. I'm in my bathtub, holding a toaster. I wanted to be a part of the Black Lives Matter resistance to fight the fascism of Donald Trump. But when I was setting a cop car on fire, that fascist cop pepper sprayed me.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
No, that's not the worst part. The pepper spray hurt so much that I screamed out for my mommy. And someone put it on YouTube and it went viral. Telling that guy that screamed out for his mommy. Everybody's making fun of me. And everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to do it now.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. Don't do this, all right? You don't have to do it like this. There is a better way. Here's what I want you to do. Carefully put down the toaster. Get out of the bathtub. Dry off. Okay, take a deep breath. And once you've calmed down completely, drive to the Empire State Building, light your own car on fire, climb up to the top, and do a belly flop into your burning car, you pansy-ass snowflake. Nothing screams moral commitment like doing a belly flop into a burning car, you phony. A toaster oven in the bathtub? Could you get any more cliche?
What kind of suicide hotline is this?
If you're tired of being that lame white guy in your brand new group of brothers, you need Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator. End confusion and miscommunication between you and your homies. Translate common phrases like,
they done partied and is going to the crib.
Which in English means,
they finished partying and are now going home.
You can translate simple phrases like,
she drinking milk even though she be drinking Coke.
Which in English means,
she is drinking milk even though she usually drinks Coke.
Even complex phrases can't stump the Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator.
They didn't do nothing about nobody having no money or nothing like that.
Which in English means,
they didn't help anyone who has no money.
The Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator can even help you cap a sack in the hood.
I'm fitting to get a blunt.
Which in English means,
I am going to the convenience store to purchase a cheap cigar out of which I will smoke marijuana.
And with a little bit of practice, you'll impress all of your black friends with your fluent Ebonics. Trust me, they'll love it. Pre-order Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator by calling 1-800-I'M-STONED. That's 1-800-I'M-STONED.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor de Blasio proudly presents Black's Beer in the Park.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Thou other brothers canst deny. When a fair maiden walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a rotund thing in your face, thou gettest sprung. Want to pull up tough, 'cause you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she hath weareth. I am hooked, and I can't stop stareth. Oh, baby, I wanna get witcher and paint thou portrait. My brethren hath tried to warn me, but that butt thou hast maketh me so horny.
Totally amazing.
Isn't it amazing what is considered art these days? We used to have great artists, great art, great writers, great thinkers, great musicians. Now what do we have? Slam poetry is now considered a high form of art? That college students need to get together and compete with each other about who can slam the hardest? You've got trans women, trans men, demonstrating how she collected 200 gallons of pee to to make resist Trump art as a crowd watches. Imagine that. I've been to the symphony. I've seen the grandiosity of beautiful things, the grandiosity, the amazing, the beauty of an artist exalting the wonders of human nature through high art. And now what do we have? Trans artists demonstrating how she collected 200 gallons of pee, urine. Imagine that was your kid. Collecting 200 gallons of pee to make resist Trump art while people watch. This is what people want to watch now. You've got feminists out there painting murals out of period blood. Period blood. Not only is it absolutely disgusting, that's sort of like a health hazard, isn't it? Amazing how far we've regressed. What's the next thing that's going to happen? A bunch of people taking their poo and tossing it on the wall? Smearing poo on the wall? Calling it art? Like a bunch of monkeys? Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And this is what we're supposed to expect. Is we're supposed to call this art. Now, if liberalism isn't a mental disorder, I don't know what is a mental disorder. This is what I mean when I say that this postmodern education, this postmodern garbage that's being shoved down the throats of your youth is literally teaching these kids to regress into to the point where they were children, infants, playing with their feces, playing with their bodily fluids. And that is what we're supposed to call art these days. And the high art that we have left, the high art that has been passed down from generation to generation, is now being botched and aborted by liberals. Liberals want to make Julius Caesar into an SJW tirade. It's a concerted effort by the left to do this. There's a theater troupe, I don't know if you've heard of them, there's a theater troupe in Detroit, Michigan called Mosaic Detroit. They pluck underprivileged black kids off the street and teach them about how terrible whitey is. You know how they do that? They do that through Shakespeare. They take Shakespearean plays and turn them into social justice tirades. They dissect Shakespeare in terms of the power struggle between the haves and the have-nots, the blacks and the whites. They take art and they turn it around on its head. And then they go out and say that this stuff is art. Kathy Griffin holding Donald Trump's severed head, that's supposed to be considered art? Liberalism is a mental disorder, and there is no two ways about it. I'll be right back. Get me at Shaq General.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And salutations. You are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And while the left is out there making period blood art and urine art to protest Donald Trump's fascism, he's a fascist. Donald Trump is actually doing a lot more for these people than they actually know. Donald Trump has been slashing the regulatory machine. He's basically been taking a wrecking ball to the regulatory machine. Now, what do I mean when I say the regulatory machine? I mean the red tape that stops businesses in their tracks. The red tape that forces businesses, owners, thinkers, writers, creators, inventors, businessmen, from engaging in the free market. Okay? The government, for the longest time, about 100 years, especially since FDR, the demigod of the left, especially since FDR, the left has been trying to stick its nose in between our business, our relations. If I want to trade with someone, if I want to invent something, if I want to start a business or create a product of some sort, The government wants to stick its nose in, wants to get in between me and my customers and tell us what to do. They want to tell us how I can make my product. They want to tell us what products I can make. They want to tell us who can buy what. They want to tell us what I can charge. They want to do everything from the very, very beginning of the product, from the very idea, from the inception of the product to the release of the product on the market. They want to tell me everything. They want to tell me what I can do and what I can't do. And that is not and never has been in the spirit on which this country was based. Now, the leftists want to say, well, if we didn't have massive regulations, well, then what's stopping from business owners from putting razors in their food, from giving bombs to children? What's to stop them from giving alcohol to children or for car companies to make cars without seatbelts? Or for car companies to make cars without brakes, for that matter? I don't have to get into the nitty-gritty of all that. But let's just say the free market has a way of ironing these things out. If you want to stay in business, you have to sell a product that is worth selling. Now, some people throughout history have stood up to these regulations, to the regulatory machine, one of them being Ronald Reagan. But it turns out that Donald Trump is doing far more to prevent massive regulations from being added to our government than even Ronald Reagan himself. What's going to be amazing to me is after the four or eight years, hopefully, of Donald Trump's presidency, the liberals are going to have to engage in the biggest backpedaling campaign that they can possibly imagine. Because what they said is that the sky was going to fall, that the economy was going to tank, that we were all going to be living in the poorhouse because Donald Trump is president now. And it turns out that it's the exact opposite. Now, despite the fact that Donald Trump has done a number of good things, including pretty much defeat ISIS, he defeated ISIS in record time, which makes you wonder what Obama was doing all those years. He defeated ISIS in record time. He's been a blessing for the economy. Is he going to get the kind of credit from liberals that he deserves? Probably not. I doubt it. They're just going to continue with this. Trump is an evil Hitler racist type of Nazi. They're going to continue to dig their heels into the ground until they bury themselves in their own misery and their own hatred and their own self-resentment for not being able, after 8 years of Obama, for the liberals not being able to do the things that they said that they were going to do to mend racial tensions, to create wealth in the economy, to create jobs, to create peace around the world. They're going to have to live with their own failures, and they're going to have to live with the success of a man who they claimed was evil. Now, speaking of high art, Ayn Rand, who is one of the most marginalized authors of all time, who has sold so many books and has made an impression on so many people, but has gotten the shaft from the mainstream media. She's gotten the shaft from left-wing culture. She's gotten the shaft from right-wing culture, too. But she made a lot of great predictions about what the regulatory machine was like. A lot of predictions. That's what the book Atlas Shrugged is about. The book Atlas Shrugged is about a massive regulatory machine that basically stuck the government's nose in between business owners and their customers. And what happened? Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but let's just say, what would you advise Atlas to do, the god that holds the world on his shoulders? The men and women of mind, the men and women who create things, the men and women who created this microphone, the one that created the device that you're listening on, the one who created the house that you're living in, the one who created all of the beautiful, wonderful technologies that we have that make our lives better, our air conditions, our airplanes, our boats, our everything. What of them? What happens to them when the government sticks its nose into their business and tries to tell them what to do? Why should they continue to produce things for us? And this is one of the things that business owners like Donald Trump and conservatives like Ronald Reagan, this is something that they understood. That is not, regardless of what you think, it is not the government's job to step in between and prevent you from engaging in your right to act on the free market. It is not the government's job. It is the government's job to get out of the way and let you engage on the free market unshackled. Unshackled.
Oh, well, Brett, what are you saying? Do you think that people who make food should be able to stick razor blades in their food?
No, of course not. That would be absolutely, that is what you call fraud, and that is what you call criminal, okay? There's a difference between fraud and making a subpar product. There's a big difference. But that doesn't fall under the regulatory machine. That falls under contracts. That falls under when you sign something and you do, and you say you're going to do something, you do it. That's a much different situation than just blanket telling everybody what they can buy, what they can purchase. There are certain laws that are made to protect people, and there are certain laws that are made to cripple people's ability to create and produce products and put them out on the market. Some people like to conflate the two things, but they're really not the same. There's a big difference. What gets me is how jealous these liberals are. They're so jealous. They're so jealous that they can't, that they don't have the mental wherewithal to actually create something on their own, that they have to go around telling other people what they can and can't create. They are so jealous of people who earn money that they think that with a flick of a wrist, that with the flick of a pen, that they can take it away from you. Not just take it away from you, not just take away your money, but they could take away your right and your ability to create and to produce. I've never invented anything in my life. But you know what? I have the philosophical wherewithal to understand what that means. To understand that I stand in the shadow of greats. My life, my ability to bring you this show depends on so many different aspects. It depends on this microphone, the cable that runs into the machine that converts my voice into a digital signal, the signal that the software that allows me to produce this show, and then the internet, the computer that sends the information off, and the broadcasting gear that sends it out on the airwaves. I understand that I stand in the shadow of greats, and I don't want to stand in any of their way. I want them to be left to create, to produce the best microphones, to create the best cables, to produce the best computers. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's getting the government out of our way. And liberals should be thanking us for it, because it's only because of the Industrial Revolution brought on by the freedom that they hate that the technology is even available to spout off about their disgusting, insidious policies that regulate our economy into the ground.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I've got a racist for you. A bona fide racist. A dyed-in-the-wool racist. A proud racist. Not a reverse racist. A real, genuine racist.
Who just happens to be black.
We commonly hear black people specifically, mostly in justification of laying down with a group of people who have historically and presently only desire to destroy them, say how we are the same. They'll all say, oh, we're all the same, we all believe the same. However, we're not the same, and I've stressed that many times in my video. What I think is that the evil albinoid devil community is literally the physical manifestation of the devil, okay? There is a saying that says hell is empty and the devils are here. And I do believe that they are. There's five main ways that they are different from us. Now, we are, to me, the diametric opposite of them. Nothing about us is like them, except that some theorize that we're the same species, although that is even debatable. So the number one thing is that, number one, we have an understanding, caring, and empathetic nature. Obviously, they don't. You can look at their behaviors and see that. Don't be fooled by the fallacy of this black-on-black crime and understand that they simply continue to use this to manipulate you into feeling inferior, only to, so that they can maintain the system and the myth of white supremacy.
Pretty unbelievable stuff, huh? I had to rewind it when I heard that for the first time. I had to rewind that because people can't be that racist. The reason she's so honest and so open is because this kind of talk is kind of cool. This talk is kind of cool. This is what the kids are learning in college. They're learning about white supremacy. Put it this way, they don't need you. They don't need these college professors to put two and two together. All these college professors need to do is give them the ammunition, give them the information about white supremacy and critical race theory and postmodernism and all that stuff, and they just let them go. They let them run. They let them run with it. And this is one of the botched, aborted type of philosophies. This is the aborted mental capacity of a person to really think rationally. You hear how many logical fallacies there are in her arguments? Racism equals prejudice plus power. If this isn't racism, I don't know what is. And she wasn't even done.
If you ask yourself that, when you think about whenever they talk to you about what black on black crime, ask yourself this question, because they commonly will put out this myth that you are violent and criminal by nature.
This is how stupid she is, and this is how postmodernism and this critical race theory corrupts your mind. Because she's basically saying that because some people talk about black-on-black crime, statistical facts, that means that that person who is talking about black-on-black crime automatically says that black people are bad by nature. She's making that equivocation. This is the whole, this is where the microaggression culture goes. This is where it goes eventually. If you could just accuse anyone of racism anytime, well then little things like talking about black-on-black crime become these gigantic transgressions. But she's not interested in any kind of dialogue. She's just a racist, nasty bigot. That's what she is. She's a bigot. Black people can't be racist, but can they be bigots? I don't know. Ask your leftist postmodern friends. Apparently, black means kindness and compassion, and white means evil and hatred and selfishness.
One of the articles I was reading yesterday where the officer was targeting that black man in the park, I know he made mention of, oh, your people are violent by nature and more prone to crime. So when you think about that, or when you hear one of these manipulative devils,
you are the one that is reversing the argument. Saying that black people commit more crime is not the same thing as saying that black people are prone to crime. If this is where American society is going, I don't know. I fear for us. Because that is the same exact kind of attitude that led to the Holocaust. Every other word out of her mouth is white devil, these devils. Just imagine if it were reversed. Just imagine how disgusting we would look at a man who was saying the same exact thing about any other race. If you want to know how to tell whether or not something is racist, that's how you tell. You say, if a white man did this to a person of color, how would I feel? That's what you have to think. And if you can't make that reversal in your head, if you can't make that equation, then you just simply lack empathy. You simply lack empathy. And you know who lacks empathy? Sociopaths. Sociopaths lack empathy. And sociopaths are pretty much capable of just about anything.
Say that to you. Ask yourself this question and even ask them this question. If your inherent nature was violent, savage, and criminal, would you still be subjugated to them for so long?
Right. She's such a nincompoop. This is the argument that she's making. She's saying, well, if black people... All right, first of all, white people don't say that black people are naturally criminal. They're natural criminals. But let's just assume that they did. She's saying that, well, if we were criminals, well, would we let you subjugate us? Would we let you beat us up if we were criminals? I don't know. World War II was fought among a bunch of white people. I guess the winner's race was aggressive and strong and greedy, and I guess the loser, I guess they're the more empathic ones. Nazi Germany, I guess they're a bunch of empaths. Kind, compassionate, community-oriented. Nazi Germany. According to this lady, the team that loses, they're the empathic ones. The team that wins, they are the aggressive and the greedy and the evil ones. This is how, I swear, leftism corrupts your mind. It corrupts your mind.
If you go through all historical documents of when they were talking about discovering land, mind you, land that was already occupied, because the only thing that they can do is steal.
Right. All white people can do is steal. That's the only thing that white people know how to do. If you wear white skin, then you are a thief. Columbus stole America, even though Columbus was Italian and never actually reached the mainland America. I mean, forget about that. I mean, she's talking about history, but let's just forget about history.
They spoke about our kind nature. They always talked about our kind nature in relation to how easy it made us to be subjugated. If we were violent, savage by nature, we would easily do to them what they've done to us. Would we still, despite everything that they've done and continue to do to us, be unwilling to fight back and even claim to love and forgive the very ones who constantly and consistently try to destroy us? That's a question you need to ask them. Because if a group of people have a violent nature, you're not going to, there isn't going to be any love or forgiveness. You try to subjugate a violent group of people, and you're going to have a war.
So because we don't have all-out world race war, a race war between blacks and whites, because there isn't a war, because blacks haven't declared war on whites, that makes them nice people. That makes blacks, all blacks are nice people. Well, I guess thank you, Cynthia G. Thank you.
all black people. Thank you, all black people, for not declaring war on white people. On all white people. Jesus, this stuff makes your head spin, doesn't it?
Number two, our history doesn't solely include violence, savagery, lies, deception, rape, pillage, murder, crime on levels unrivaled by any other group of people, and thievery. This group of people literally have traveled the world spreading hate, disease, war, and mass carnage. The core of their existence is predicated on division and destruction. You cannot and will not find one single incident in history that caused death and destruction on a global level that occurred without the influence of these people, if they're people.
If they're people. Dehumanization. Utter dehumanization. What's next?
The only thing they've brought to this planet is carnage. Everything they touch is affected by the curse of evil that's inherent in them. This is why they project it onto you, because they know it's them. They take pride in their ability to conquer and subjugate others, regardless to the fact that they've only been able to do this by way of death, destruction, and suffering of others. And then they'll shame people who don't possess the same destructive, depraved, violent pathology that they have. They lack empathy, a conscience, and a soul that would allow them to feel for the people that they subjugate to their devil mentality. They take pleasure in and celebrate the suffering of others and care nothing about justice, integrity, love, peace, or morality. They see people as disposable objects.
Holy jeez, I am so sorry for that. I'm not sorry, but I am sorry. I'm sorry I had to put you through that. Just, you need to understand, my beloved audience, you need to understand that no race has a monopoly on racism. That reverse racism, there is no such thing as reverse racism. There is only racism. White people are not the only people that can be racist. White people are not the only people in the world with human frailty. Now, I know that was a long clip, but it really, really needed to be played. So you could really, really see what racism looks like. So that you can see what a sad, depressed, lonely individual looks like. This is Brett Siegel from the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We'll be right back. Get me at Shaq General.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, greetings and salutations. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from a safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from them bigotry, them racism, them microaggressions, and them patriarchy. And your hatred. So CNN released an ad recently. This is pretty hilarious. I mean, it's just amazing where people get their news from. It's amazing that people even still consider CNN a credible news source. With this new ad, you can basically tell who their target audience is, people with mental disabilities or children.
This is an apple. Some people might try to tell you that it's a banana. They might scream banana, banana, banana over and over and over again. They might put banana in all caps. You might even start to believe that this is a banana. But it's not. This is an apple.
Oh my God, can you believe what constitutes creativity nowadays?
First of all, so many questions are begged. A person is going to look at that ad, and if they don't understand the entire fake news narrative, I mean, this is all just about fake news. It's just CNN trying to say, you know, trying to respond to Trump, but Trump calling CNN fake news by them saying, oh, no, we're not fake news. I swear, we always tell the truth. And if you don't believe that we tell the truth, well, then you think that apples are bananas. You think that reality just isn't reality. What we do is we do reality. What you do isn't reality. And if you don't watch us, then you don't believe in reality. That's basically what they're saying. And CNN should not be doing this. This is not becoming of a news station. First of all, they use the language of a three-year-old. Using the language of a three-year-old to get across the point that CNN is just far, is just beyond reproach. They're beyond reproach. And anyone who thinks that CNN isn't the bee's knees, well, you just think that apples are bananas. You think that up is down. You think that what is actually isn't. Very, very disturbing stuff, folks. Very, very disturbing stuff. You see, we already know what liberals think of us. We already know what liberals think of conservatives. That's obvious. We're just a bunch of white supremacists, a bunch of racists, a bunch of bigots, homophobes, sexists. But this is one of the first times that we can actually get a glimpse of what liberals think of themselves. They think of themselves like two-year-olds. Like two-year-olds who are just learning the ABCs. A is for apple. B is for banana. C is for CNN. The mainstream media has gotten so used to its own lies, to its own fabrications, to its own spin, that they decided to use an example of gaslighting to show how they don't gaslight on a daily basis. Gaslighting is when you say something so many times that it becomes true. And any attempt to acknowledge reality, they just say that you're crazy. They lie so much, and they are now so used to the fact checkers, the real fact checkers. The people who come out and debunk their racist narrative. That they're just going to continue to gaslight, but they're going to do it in the most basic way. I write voiceovers. I write little ads like this. This is one of the things that I do for a living. I know how easy that was to make. I know how simple that was. That ad could have easily been written by a
three-year-old. Isn't it amazing what is considered art these days?
Video?
You can't see the video.
We used to have the great artists. Just a picture of an apple.
Great art.
They put just as much
great writers
thought
great
into that ad
thinkers,
as they put into any
musician's
story.
Virtually none.
Now what do we have?
They have
slam
their
poetry is now considered
their
a high
points.
Form of art.
And
college students
might
be factual
together
about the
and
world.
Anything
that
each other about who can
about
slam the hardest.
The news story that comes in.
You've got trans women, trans men.
They
demonstrating
in,
how
fit the facts
she collected
in
200 gallons of pee
and do virtually
to
no
make
thinking.
Resist
no
Trump
art whatsoever.
As a crowd watches,
they already
imagine
decided that Donald Trump into the symbol of racism, the grandiosity of beautiful
no matter
things,
what
the
facts
grandiosity,
come in,
the amazing.
They already have their
the beauty.
This is
of
why
an
they
artist
are trying to
cling so desperately to
wonders of human
the
nature
words
through high art.
Language.
And
use.
Now what do we have?
They know.
Trans artists demonstrating
they
how she collected 200 gallons of pee.
That every
urine. Single story that they promote.
Imagine that was your
has
kid.
A spin to it.
They know
two,
what Donald
collecting
Trump
200
means
gallons
news?
Of pee.
He's not saying that certain events
Trump
didn't happen.
When people watch.
He's saying that the spin put
this
on
is
the
what people want to watch.
What's
now.
Fake about it?
You've got
what's
feminists
about it is
out
how
there.
They want you to
taking
view
murals out of period
Hurricane
blood.
Maria is a perfect example.
Period blood.
CNN and all these leftist
not only is it
absolutely
disgusting,
that's
sort of like
is Trump's
Katrina
health
hazard, isn't it?
No, it's actually
amazing
worse
how far
than Trump's
Katrina.
What's the next thing?
Where
that's
do they get
happen?
This information from?
From one
a bunch
far
of people
left
taking
Puerto Rican
poo air,
tossing it on the wall,
who basically threw
poo
a bunch
on the
of
wall,
Trump's supplies,
calling it
the
art,
supplies that Trump sent over,
like a bunch of
threw
monkeys.
Them in the dumpster. They were found in a dumpster. Can you believe that?
I'm
absolutely disgusting.
Extreme leftist.
Absolutely disgusting.
Trump
and this
so
is what we're
supposed to
expect
so much.
They are literally
willing
to call this
to toss away much liberalism
supplies
that Trump sent
in order
so that
disorder,
people
will
I don't
more
know
so that they
what
can
is a mental disorder.
Stick
this is
to
what
their
I
narrative.
Mean. When I say that this postmodern
just left
education,
Puerto Rico high and dry,
postmodern garbage that's being shoved down
know
the throat
that Trump's
of your
response
youth
to these hurricanes,
to these
natural disasters, has actually been quite
good.
They were children.
They need to make the
playing
case that Donald
with
Trump
their
hates
brown
playing
people.
Playing with their
it's all about Trump.
They're hating brown
fluids.
People.
That's the
and
apple.
That is what we're supposed to call art.
That the mainstream media wants you to believe.
And the high art that we have left, the high art
that
we
conservatives
just want to pass down from generation to generation,
he did a pretty good job.
He's now being
banana
botched and aborted by
no matter how many times we try to tell
liberals want to make
that Donald Trump is doing a good job into a SJW tirade
to prove that
it's a concerted effort by the left to do this.
CNN is going to gaslight you and tell you that
there's a theater.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
Their original narrative
in Detroit, Michigan, called Mosaic
Detroit,
is just a wicked, nasty,
underprivileged black kids off the
not only do they want to say that
about
Trump
how terrible
is incompetent,
white is,
you know how
they
also
do that?
Want to say
they do that through
and
Shakespeare.
He just hates brown people.
They take Shakespearean plays
and turn them into social
he
justice
did it on
tirades.
He
withheld
pressure in terms of the power struggle between the haves and the have-nots, the blacks and the whites.
It's gaslighting of the highest order.
They take
order.
Art and they turn it around.
See,
on
they would
its
rather
head.
Think that you are just
and then they go out and say that this stuff is
and
art.
Throw what little
Kathy
credibility
Griffin
they have left
on
Trump's
the line.
Severed head. That's supposed to be considered art.
So that they can get this narrative across.
Liberalism is a mental disorder, and there is no two ways about it.
Conservatives,
I'll be right back. Get me at Shaq General.
Are just a bunch of terrible people, and you support a man who dropped the ball on Puerto Rico, not just because you're incompetent, but because you hate brown people. The same thing goes with the Richard Spencer narrative. Wikipedia says that Richard Spencer is a white supremacist. The guy admitted himself that he doesn't believe that it's a race between races, a race between races. He doesn't believe that white people are going to come in first. But that's how the left uses words to mess with your mind. They use words to mess with your mind. They use words to mess with your perception of reality. Because they don't want you to know reality. That's why so many conservatives are censored. Black conservatives, white conservatives, any kind of conservatives, they are censored. They're not represented in mainstream media, and any sort of attempt to rise above the spin of mainstream media on any lower news networks or on any social media networks, they censor you there too. They demonetize your account. Steven Crowder, his accounts have been demonetized. If it weren't for CRTV, we might not have a Steven Crowder show anymore. And these liberals have the gumption, the audacity, to chortle on about free speech. Trump doesn't want you to have free speech. Trump's Twitter threatens free speech. Trump suggested on a Twitter that the NFL players should stand for the national anthem. Oh, he hates free speech. That's CNN. That's the spin. That is the leftist spin. Last time I checked, Trump's Twitter doesn't equal policy. That's one man's opinion. Now, I guess if you could argue that the president shouldn't be expressing his opinion, but the president is also an American citizen. He's allowed to express his opinion. And when the mainstream media is so focused on shutting him up, on twisting every word that he says, on gaslighting you, making you think that Trump said something that he didn't say, of course Trump is going to go out there and express himself on Twitter. It's the only way he can. It's the only way he can actually get his point of view across without it being butchered by the media. It's the new town hall government. And I think that's what we want. We don't want to be told what to think anymore. CNN, it is true. You are a bunch of douchebags. Actually, you're a bunch of douche nozzles. The business end of a douche. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I'm Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I will be back with you next Friday.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.